We probably know by now that productivity is imprinted on every smart professional. If you want to improve your productivity, especially now that a lot of us are already working from home, it could come down to the structure and setting of your workspace. And this is not just limited to the four corners of your room, but also to your location and environment, which also builds the overall vibe of your setup. Thankfully, there are resources out there to boost your productivity levels and make your work from home setup a place where you can get your work done. For today's episode of Ask Trisha Podcast, I will be providing you tips for creating a workspace that optimizes productivity. Welcome to Ask Trisha Podcast. My name is Trish, your host for this show. If you have any questions about career and life, this is the right place. As for my first tip, you optimize your workspace for comfort. While physical space is undoubtedly important, it is also critical that you cultivate an atmosphere of productivity in your place. And this also means investing in the right equipment to ensure that you are seated correctly during long hours of meetings and even have proper lighting in your space. So establish a space that allows you to concentrate and focus on your job. Next is build a routine that allows work-life flexibility. You can simply start by setting boundaries on space and interaction with others in your household, and you might even consider setting up blocks of time for when your family members or those in your home agree not to interrupt your work except during break. So on days that you must devote mainly to work, make sure you still set aside time to take a deep breath and even relax, because people tend to blur the lines between work and home when working remotely. Always remember, guys, that your physical health is essential. There is a reason why doctors encourage us to take breaks, for it helps our brain and body to be more productive. And you will never optimize productivity and experience the benefits of working from home if you don't feel well at your own space. And this is why SMDC offers us a place worth investing in. SMDC showcases a live workplay environment, which is a very dynamic complex. Enjoy a vibrant lifestyle while you are in the safety of your community. SM showcases an integrated concept wherein you can work, shop, play, and live, making it a home of choice for those who are seeking a dynamic lifestyle in an accessible and safe location. They even offer a 5-star experience of comfort and luxury. So if you're looking for that place that offers excellent perks on your productivity and a dynamic lifestyle that caters to everything you need, SMDC properties are something that you might want to look into. With a fusion of residential, commercial, education, and transportation in one place, you will be close to everything right where you live. As for my last tip, it's just simple, but I want you guys to take note of that you must leave home. To the extent that it's safe, of course, so get out of the house and move your body, because your body needs blood circulation, plus the fresh air and natural light will do you good. Ideally, step outside for at least a short while, probably before or after your work hours. And this same advice applies equally to people who do an in-person type of work. So leave the building, leave out of your unit at least once a day during working hours. And if your circumstances and conditions allow, you might also want to go to cafes, libraries, and even co-working spaces to break up the monotony of being at home. But really, the really important is for you guys to leave home, to just break the pattern of just being at home, because it's good that you have variety in terms of your environment. You don't have to go to crowded public spaces to get away from your solo workplace. Just take a walk and even enjoy the sun and everything around you. That is all for today, guys. I hope you learned a thing or two. Talk to you later. Thank you for listening to Ask Trisha Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't hesitate to share this with your family and friends online. Also, if you have a topic request that you want me to discuss, you can send me a voice message to anchor.fm/123trisha/message. And if you're feeling generous to support my podcast and its advocacy, visit the link that I will include in the episode description. Thanks in advance!